Hey, Anke Herman, back again with another daily spark of inspiration. So do you sometimes feel frustrated the way your business goes or what's happening in your life? Well, I surely do. And the thing is, back in 2012 and probably the couple of years before that, it was really my default state. And I felt really pressured and stressed and exhausted. And I remember there was this little cafe right outside my window where I had my sewing studio, and living in a touristy part of town, lots of students, you know, that cafe on a beautiful spring day like today, that was packed and everybody laughing and music playing, and I, while I was slaving away in the sewing studio, and I'd get so frustrated because that there was this sense like I'm the only stupid idiot who is kind of working here. And I remember there was the like a football World Cup, and all the neighbors would get together around lunchtime and they'd do barbie with nice cold beer, and you know, it's like 30s, like really hot, and you know, and everybody had a good time while I'm slaving away desperately trying to get these dresses finished for a fitting the next day. And yeah, the sense of exhaustion, of pressure, of frustration was just so overwhelming. Actually got so bad that I really looked for jobs. And the thing was, it sort of hit me in the middle of economic crisis. So it turned out pretty quickly that that wasn't an option. And in hindsight, it was really fortunate because it allowed me to learn what happens when you're frustrated, like really frustrated, and you just keep going, because that's all I could do. You know, I could run around in circles all I wanted, like I still had to get that dress finished. So, yeah, just get on with it. And that's when I realized, sometimes I'd start working on the dress and, you know, after a while you turn around and you think, oh, you know, like a headache that's all of, kind of all of a sudden disappeared. The frustration was gone, you know, and I was sort of in that sense of flow again. And other times I'd be grumping and bickering around the whole way through, and still, that didn't mean that the dress didn't turn out okay, that the client wasn't happy. And it turned out that no matter whether I feel happy or frustrated, it didn't say anything about my capacity to produce great work. And it didn't say anything about the state of my business, about the opportunity around the corner, the next opportunity. And it didn't really mean anything. So what if you didn't have to do anything about it? I guess if there's anything practical, I'd say don't make important business decisions that day. Like, you don't decide to kind of close your business. You know, wait when you're sort of clear and calm and in a better state. So that's not the perfect day to make that kind of decision. But other than that, what if feeling frustrated about things didn't mean anything?